got to the language in 1934 and around that time, but of course bump stocks didn't exist around that time. What are we to make of that?
So I think you still apply the language, and you have to do what you have to do a lot, which is apply language that Congress wrote and apply it to something that didn't exist at the time. And none of these workarounds, the fishing reel, the auto glove, the force reset trigger, all of them are new problems.
This is the discussion at the Supreme Court last week about the bump stock ban. The ATF has put in, has interpreted the 1930 rule or the 1930 statute, U.S. Supreme Court, or the code about machine guns, that they include even non-mechanical bump stocks. And, you know, as Kavanaugh is asking there the question, well, how are we to understand this today? And he says, well, look, it depends on the technology. And there are all different kinds of technology to accelerate the rate of fire of these guns. And then you have an additional problem. The bump stock itself came out, you know, more than 20 years ago. Why is it that former administrations did not classify this as a machine gun, but the Trump administration did so?
Your explanation, maybe common sense explanation or some other explanation for why, when this does become an issue, the Bush administration, the Obama administration, Senator Feinstein, all say no.
Yeah.
Bump stocks are not covered, because if it were so, I don't want to use the word clear, but if so, if your position were correct, oh, just this is a new thing, obviously covered by this old statutory language, you would expect the Bush administration, the Obama administration, Senator Feinstein to say, of course it's covered by it. And they didn't, and that's reason for pause. It's not dispositive, but it's reason for pause. And I just
and he's right. It doesn't decide the case, but it does sort of make you wonder, well, if it can go either way, does that mean that the law itself is unclear as regards this particular kind of technology? If everybody got it wrong in one direction, who are you to say that you suddenly got it right? And to make, as you know, one of the other justices asked Gorsuch, you know, why are we suddenly going to make a quarter to a half million people into felons because of a rule interpretation by the ATF that differs from all of these previous administrations? So a lot of the case that was heard in the Supreme Court, one of the themes that I try to bring up whenever we talk about the Supreme Court is that the issue as you ordinary citizen understands it is almost never the issue as the Supreme Court interpreting the complexities and nuances of federal or state law is going to understand it. Most people understand this issue as, well, does it fire real fast? Then it probably ought to be illegal. Or if you're, you know, a really, really ardent Second Amendment advocate, you might say, doesn't matter how fast it fires. If you can carry it, you know, it's a gun, because to keep and bear, okay? So, you know, howitzers and missiles are not keep and bear because you can't bear them. But if you can keep and bear it and it fires real fast, so what? It should be legal. Neither of those is the issue in this case, okay? It's taken for granted that the federal government can restrict certain highly dangerous weapons such as machine guns. Even the plaintiffs in this case agree that. They even agree that certain kinds of mechanical devices that do fall within this definition do wind up, because they're automatic, which is a spring-loaded as opposed to a manual push on the barrel. That's one of the key distinctions in this case. They believe that those are illegal. The difference here is that this is something that you do with your arms rather than doing with a spring. That's the shortest version I can give you. So there's a lot of conversation about what would be and what would not be prohibited in terms of hypothetical scenarios.
The thing that makes this clearest is the boxes hypothetical on page 30 of our brief, where we say, imagine somebody builds a black box with a button on the top, and the shooter pushes the button once, and bullets come out of the front at a very high rate. On our view, that's a machine gun. But on my friend's view, if the inventor sets it up so that after the shooter pushes and releases the button keeps moving up and down in the same way on its own, I think he's stuck saying that that's not a machine gun because the trigger is functioning each time a shot is fired. We don't think that's a plausible construction of this.
So we'll ask him.
And by the way, he's right. This very nuanced, careful distinction about what is a function of the trigger and is it operating automatically is going to be everything in this case, because the qualifications for it to be a machine gun is that, you know, without manual reloading by a single function of the trigger, if it shoots automatically more than one shot. Now, that's my rephrasing it, but those are the key elements: automatically and single or non-single function of the trigger. So you might think, well, if you're pulling the trigger and a bump stock requires you to pull the trigger each time, or the trigger is pulled each time, surely that qualifies. Well, what's the function of a trigger? I'm serious. This has been the conversation at the Supreme Court. Is the function of a trigger to produce bullets? Is it a sort of effect-defined functionality, or is it because the trigger itself moves back and forth? And lower courts have been in disagreement about this, and Ketanji Brown Jackson says, I think it's the former and not the latter. I'll get to that in just a second. Jake, Scott, traffic on the fives.
I'm not seeing any major accidents reported this morning by FHP. We do have the report on I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest. We have an object in the roadway reported there. And I am seeing some slowdown on Highway 98 in Navarre, just as you get past the causeway for the beach there, starting at around Culver's and stretching up to the Walmart in East Navarre there. Not seeing an accident reported, but definitely some slow go there. Otherwise, around town, we're looking good. Highway 90 coming out of Milton and Pace is good. Highway 29 south through Cantonment is looking good. No delays on Burgess or Olive. And Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free on the west side. If you see anything out there slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to the Supreme Court talking about bump stocks. And I know every time I talk about this, I think I have the need to kind of explain this, but typically in a semi-automatic rifle, you hold the barrel just for stability with your left hand, and then with your right hand, assuming that you're firing right-handed, you pull the trigger comes back forward, and you pull it again, and you get two shots or three shots or four shots. Now, you can pull it really quickly, okay, very, very quickly, but a bump stock, the old one, it's kind of the spring-based one, would have been, it pushes the gun back against your finger with a spring in your shoulder. So between your body, the spring, the gun stock, and your finger, you just hold it back and it'll continually fire. The newer, or the slightly different ones, the non-mechanical ones, are where it slides back and forth in a sleeve, there's not a spring, and it's your front hand on the barrel that does the spring pushing. So literally you push the gun into your trigger finger instead of pulling the trigger finger back. And as you're doing that, the gun oscillates between your front hand pushing against the recoil and the gun itself pulling against your trigger finger. It's actually the gun doesn't the front hand is pulling against your trigger finger. And then you have all kinds of other things like forced reset triggers and others that have come up in the conversation. But you can actually bump fire a weapon just holding it in your hand without any kind of a technological device changing it. You can just put your finger up against the trigger, put your left hand on the barrel, and push with your hand, and keep pushing, and the gun will fire itself against your hand while you're holding the barrel. And you can watch these videos on YouTube if you don't understand, but it's important to realize that there are a lot of different ways to rapidly fire these guns. They're not particularly accurate. It's not particularly useful. In fact, the modern M4, is my understanding, doesn't even have a fully automatic option on it. It's either one or three or safe. And you typically only want to fire one at a time anyway because, the second and third shots are so inaccurate compared to the first shot that, it might seem super dangerous having a massive rate of fire. But really, if somebody's not selecting their targets with a high degree of skill, it's unless you're firing into a wall of people or you're kind of suppressing fire for other people operating with you, it just doesn't do very much. Anyway, so back to Ketanji Brown Jackson talking about what qualifies as a single function of the trigger. And she says, I think it's about the outcome. I don't think it's about the mechanical operation of a piece of metal wiggling back and forth.
As far as I can tell, the sort of common usage of the word function is not its operational design. It's not the mechanics of the thing. It is what it achieves, what it's being used for. So I found definitions. Function is defined as the action for which a person or thing is specifically fitted or used, the acts or operations expected of the person or thing. So if you take that definition, it seems to me that through its use of the word function, Congress was trying to capture a class of weapons in which a trigger is used once to achieve a certain result, which says in the statute, automatic firing many times. Sure. And so weapons with bump stocks have triggers that function in the same way.
And the gist of this is, in part, arguing over the fine detail of how you define function of the trigger, which is going to be very important in this case, okay? But it's really more about this question of, well, why on earth would Congress try to ban machine guns, and why wouldn't they have tried to ban this? Because this is very clearly like a machine gun. Justice Alito.
Can you imagine a legislator thinking, we should ban machine guns, but we should not ban bump stocks? Is there any reason why a legislator might reach that judgment?
I think there is. Bump stocks can help people who have disabilities, who have problems with finger dexterity, people who have arthritis in their fingers. There could be a valid reason for preserving the legality of these devices as a matter of policy, even while similar weapons, such as the fully automatic machine guns, are being banned.
I will say that is about the weakest sauce of an answer I have ever heard. It's a forearm stabilizer is a much more plausible weapons modification than this. And by the way, the lean of the court was very clearly towards allowing the ATF to define these as being illegal. Okay, but they also recognize that it's basically American ingenuity, that every time the ATF or, you know, the interpretation comes up with this is no longer legal, somebody finds a way to try to work around it, like with a forced reset trigger. Very much thought to be legal, now kind of in dispute. And a forced reset trigger, it takes the action of the trigger and makes it much more shallow so that a much smaller amount of motion is necessary, and it pushes it back automatically. So it basically, you can flutter your finger against the trigger a whole lot faster than a regular trigger can operate. Now, I think, based on the questions I heard, I think the Supreme Court is going to say that these are illegal. I think the Supreme Court's also going to recommend that Congress do a better job of passing laws that regulate these behaviors. But when I get to this in the 7 o'clock hour, Elena Kagan, actually, who I rarely get a chance to really, really praise her, I think she asked an absolutely devastating line of questions against Fletcher, who is the guy that against Mitchell, who is the guy that was defending the bump stock manufacturer. So we'll get to that next hour. But I do want to do something before we go, because, you know, I know you don't all get to listen to every hour, and I'm going to do this every time I talk about it. The practical consequences of this, I think, are important to understand, because if you hear the rate of fire of these different kinds of weapons, even if you don't fully understand the mechanism of how they work, and I get it, for a lot of you, it might be difficult to kind of understand the mechanism, but even if you don't, it's useful to get the difference in terms of rapidity of fire, okay? And we're going to go from slowest to fastest. This is an AR-15, and it's technically an M16, but it doesn't matter. M16 is the military version with the automatic options, okay? The AR-15 is a civilian version that cannot fire more than one time per trigger pull. So this is an M16 firing just two shots. Sorry, here we go. There you go. That's two shots right back to back, okay? This is an AR-15 being fired by an expert shooter as fast as he can while selecting between targets. That's him pulling the trigger every time with his finger, okay? 18 rounds in about 3 seconds, 3 to 4 seconds, so you're about 180 rounds a minute. This is another guy doing the same thing. Okay, that's about 300 per minute by my estimation. I think they underestimated the rate of fire you can get with just your finger. Now, this is a just holding. I think this was an AR-15. I also watched an AK-47 video of the same thing, but this is an AR-15 manually bump firing it, pushing the barrel, holding the trigger, okay? Not any device at all. This is, you could buy any gun in America, and you could do this today fully legally. Not very accurate, but it can be done, okay? This is the non-spring activated bump stock. This is the one that's under discussion. This is somebody kind of just learning to do it. And he kind of gets caught up a little bit. And again, he kind of is fiddling with it because it's an awkward thing to do. And then he can't make it work this time. And then he finally gets it kind of going more really. That's the rate of fire for what's under discussion right now, okay? This is another device. It's called a forced reset trigger that pushes up against your finger really quickly so that you can flutter and fire rapidly. And this is somebody learning too. So that's the forced reset trigger. And then finally, a fully automatic M16 being fired on full auto and using up a lot of ammunition really quickly. And again, none of that is relevant to what the Supreme Court's going to decide, but that should demonstrate to you that you can take an ordinary gun and fire it very quickly with a little bit of training. You can use a device to fire it even faster, and you can use other devices to make it even faster, but if what you're trying to do is prevent people from firing a lot of rounds quickly, there's no prohibition on the books that can accomplish that. 625 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right, not seeing any major accidents reported by FHP this morning. We do have at the intersection of I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest, we have an object reported in the roadway there, but I'm not seeing any slowdowns to speak of. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90 through Pace, I'm not seeing anything slowing you down. And looks like Highway 29 south through Cantonment is good. If you see anything out there slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got the need for that next vehicle and you're trying to decide where to go, I recommend Frontier Motors. It's a good quality, almost new car that you can drive for a long time and not have to worry about. That's what they specialize in. 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old. Okay, cars with low miles in great condition, and they have about 300 on the lot, so you can compare them all side by side and get a lot of exposure to different kinds of vehicles. And then, look, you decide what you want, and if they have it, you can buy it. If they don't have it, they can go find it, okay? Or at least, I mean, you find out what you like. That's the idea. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions today at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Never trust a female, Delmer. Remember that one simple precept, and your time with me will not have been ill spent.
Not endorsing Viewpoint, just playing the clips from good movies like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? 6:29 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira is expected to plead guilty today on charges related to the leaking of military secrets. There's a change of plea hearing scheduled in federal court in Boston. It is possible former President Trump's ballot battle in Colorado could be decided in a couple of hours. The Supreme Court planning to release a ruling at about 9 o'clock this morning. Many believe it could be whether he's eligible to run for office. And Vice President Kamala Harris meeting with Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz today at the White House. She did call for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war recently. A White House official says Harris will be reiterating that, as well as that civilian casualties need to be reduced.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Yeah, Supreme Court doesn't tell you in advance what opinions are coming on a day, but we do know opinions are coming today, and they're not in session. And so if they're not in session, it's probably an important one, so we're guessing that this is likely to be the one. Hey, I've got a pair of tickets. The Sun Belt Conference tournament is this week. I've got a pair of tickets for Thursday for the 11:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. game. Those are the early games for the men in round two in session five. Be caller number two right now. So this is the men on Thursday, the afternoon games, 437-1620.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Nikki Haley wins her first Republican primary in Washington, D.C. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer.
She took 63% of the GOP vote to former President Trump's 33%, gaining her 19 more delegates. Her campaign hopes it will spark momentum ahead of Super Tuesday, when Republicans in more than a dozen states will cast their vote for who they want as their party's nominee. More than a third of the delegates are at stake.
From the timing, it's expected that today's Supreme Court announcement is about whether former President Trump can be kicked off Colorado's primary ballot for trying to overturn the 2020 election results.
The justices heard oral arguments in the Colorado case on February 8th, both sides asked for quick action from the high court. A resolution of the case the day before Super Tuesday could remove uncertainty about whether votes for the former president will ultimately count.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Today's opinion or opinions will be posted online starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 64 degrees across the area right now with cloudy skies this morning. Marco Rubio was on Fox News this weekend to give his take on the southern border crisis.
The immigration system in America is complicated, but our laws are pretty straightforward. It defines who's allowed to be in the country, and it says if you're here illegally, you should be detained through removal.
Rubio's appearance on Fox News Sunday was just days after the funeral of Lake and Riley, the woman allegedly killed by an illegal immigrant. Rubio says that President Biden needs to reverse executive orders he's made and return to Trump-era immigration policies. One person was killed, another critically injured in a motorcycle crash in Escambia County over the weekend. That happened on Saturday. FHP says the motorcycle was attempting to turn onto West Detroit Boulevard when it crashed into a tree line. A 58-year-old Alabama woman was riding as a passenger on that motorcycle. She died at the scene of the crash. The driver was taken to Baptist Hospital with critical injuries. FHP is still investigating. Well, Republicans can start voting for their presidential nominee today. The GOP primary getting underway with early voting, which will run through March 17th. You do have until Thursday to request a ballot. Then voting day will be on the 19th. Democrats not having a primary in Florida because they only submitted one candidate, President Biden. You can get more info at dos.fl.gov. March is Women's History Month, a local theater group celebrating with a program to honor women in the military during World War II. The play follows women in the Air Force's WASP, or Women's Air Force Service Program, who weren't acknowledged for their contributions until later in life.
It's important to share the stories of these women whose stories at the time did not get told. And they actually, until more recently, were not broadcast for the public to even know about.
That is Penn Arts actor Katie Smith. She talked with Channel 3. She'll be playing Virginia Haskell in the Decision Height program. Now, the women in the WASP program weren't recognized with veteran status even until 1977. The surviving pilots got a Congressional Gold Medal in 2009. During the play, all female veterans in the crowd will be honored. The play starts this Thursday at the Gordon Community Center. Tickets are available online, and we'll be posting a link to where you can get those tickets in our story on the News Radio website here momentarily. Firefighters from the Midway Fire District rescued four people trapped in a vehicle after a crash this weekend. That happened on Saturday on Highway 98 over by Camping World in Gulf Breeze. Two vehicles collided, one SUV rolled. There were four people trapped inside. Rescue crews immediately started extracting those people. All four were taken to area hospitals. And Channel 3 reporting the driver of the other vehicle that was involved in that ended up being turned over to law enforcement for further investigation. Right now it's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Jake's got a look at our traffic on the fives this morning.
All right, I'm not seeing any major accidents reported by FHP. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 98 east and west through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, no problems there. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90, no accidents reported along your way. Looks like Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox all checking in clear. No delays on Burgess or Olive. And if you're on Avalon Boulevard, you're clear through to Garcon Point Bridge. If you see anything out there slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I am Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a nice and foggy start to the morning. Fog possible, especially along the coastline. High today near 73 degrees with a chance of some isolated showers. Overnight tonight, rain chance will increase with a low near 64. Wet into the day and a wet start to your Tuesday. 90% chance of rain on Tuesday. High on Tuesday near 68 degrees and a low near 60 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. 64 all across the area. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jim Cheskall with Your Money Now. Lots of not great news out of electric vehicle startup Fisker after today's market close. It posted a widened quarterly loss and came up well short of estimates for quarterly revenue. Said it will lay off about 15% of its workforce and expressed doubts about its ability to continue as a going concern. Shares of Southern California-based Fisker are tumbling 29% in after-hours trading. But shares of Autodesk are up 6.5%. The 3D design software developer handily beat expectations for adjusted quarterly profit and also beat on revenue. Plus, it forecast sales for the current fiscal year above what analysts had been projecting. In the market's regular Thursday session, stocks did rise with the NASDAQ Composite notching its first fresh closing high since late 2021. That tech-heavy index today jumped 144 points. The S&P 500 up 26 today also earned a new closing high. The Dow edged up just slightly. That's Your Money Now.
For John's 60th birthday, his family planned to drive down Old Route 66. But the trip took a detour when his wife got sick with RSV. It's a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems and hospitalizations.
This year, we don't want to cancel our plans. We're protecting ourselves with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine.
Abrysvo, a vaccine to prevent lower respiratory disease from RSV in people 60 years and older. It's not for everyone and may not protect all who receive it. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had an allergic reaction to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may decrease your response. Most common side effects are tiredness, headache, injection site pain, and muscle pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com.
So don't wait. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, because every breath matters.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core Four includes glass containers, plastics one and two, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner. Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola. Heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
The immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire. For at least the next 6 weeks.
Now, Vice President Harris, speaking at the Edmund Pettus Bridge over the weekend, you might write this off as, well, that's just the vice president talking. I mean, who cares? nobody much covers the vice president because she has no real power. No. Pay attention. It could just be the vice president speaking. It could just be posturing for some future run at the presidency or for the reelection or whatever. But this is a tremendous break in official policy for the Biden administration to so publicly call for an immediate ceasefire for the next 6 weeks. And yes, it's not President Biden saying it, but it is the Biden administration saying it. Therefore, it's significant. Because remember, the Biden administration has been under tremendous pressure from the left to take a different policy than one of unilateral support for or universal support for or unconditional support for Israel, which it has had. And so behind closed doors saying, hey, you need to calm down is different from in public a representative of the administration. And she certainly is calling for a ceasefire to start now without conditions, without release of hostages, without anything else. Just do it. It's interesting. It is interesting as a political shift for sure from the administration. Now, 60 Minutes last night had a really good segment on the border crisis. And one of the things that they did was they talked with Raul Ortiz, a former chief of Customs and Border Patrol, about what's going on at the border right now.
To make sure that Central America, South America, Mexico, that those regions understand that if you pay a smuggler, and you cross in between the ports of entry, and you do not have a legitimate claim to some sort of asylum benefit, you're going to be sent back.
Yeah, that is clearly the message that needs to be given, and that is also just as clearly not the message that has been given.
Do you believe that the White House has sent mixed messages to migrants?
Yeah, most definitely.
Obviously, that's the case. So in the current situation, you know, who's winning? Well, he says, and I thought it's an interesting point of view, that basically, all of the officers who are down there trying to do their job from different sectors, I mean, they're just kind of pawns in this political game, and the only people who are really winning are the cartels.
National Guardsmen, even to some degree the Border Patrol agents, have become pawns in this political game between the two sides.
Who's winning?
The cartels, the criminal organizations, that's who's winning in all of this. They're sitting back, reaping all the benefits while they watch the state of Texas and Washington, D.C., go at it.
Yeah, accurate. And, you know, some of the footage that they showed is, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. You know, any of the video that you see on the border, it's whether it's the during the waves of people coming over or what they leave behind, it's crazy. But wait, there's a key line. And file this in the category of if you are a Biden critic, this is going to make you lose your mind. Okay, because it's going to feel like, are you got to be bleeping kidding me? That's what it, if you are a Biden supporter, I hope this makes you think, good Lord, really? And if you're somewhere in between, well, you tell me what you think. Okay, but this is again, this is 60 Minutes CBS talking to Raul Ortiz, the former chief of Customs and Border Patrol, right? The guy who oversees all of it and his 2 years working in the Biden-Harris administration.
I've never had one conversation with the president or the vice president for that matter. And so I was the chief of the Border Patrol. I commanded 21,000 people. That's a problem.
Never once did Biden or Harris talk personally to him in 2 years. She was given responsibility for the border. Like, here's your pet project. Go work on it. Okay. What would you do? If you were the vice president and the president said, here, you go work on the border, what would you do? You'd visit, you'd talk, you'd convene a roundtable. Certainly, you would talk to the head of CBP. What did happen?
I've never had one conversation with the president or the vice president for that matter. And so I was the chief of the Border Patrol. I commanded 21,000 people. That's a problem.
I mean, that is incompetence on a scale that cannot be overstated. 2 years. I never actually fall off my sofa. You know, like, what? Are you kidding? And yet, is it all that surprising? Really? 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
This traffic report is brought to you by Florida Department of Transportation. I'm not seeing anything out there on our roadway slowing us down. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90 through Pace, not seeing anything slowing you down there. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. Hey, listeners, before celebrating St. Patrick's Day this year, decide whether you'll drink or you'll drive. If you plan to drink, make sure to designate a sober driver. Don't let your luck run out. I am Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
If you're thinking about buying that next house or, you know, or selling the house or maybe both, because obviously it's very common. You sell one, you buy another one. Call Christina Leavenworth. Talk to her. Find out what she recommends. And, you know, a lot of times people think of the market as kind of a thing, even in a particular place. It's not. You know, the market at $500,000 versus the market at $300,000, Gulf Breeze, Cantonment, Pace, you know, Perdido. There's all different markets, really, and understanding what's happening in this place with regards to this price range, that's what matters to you ultimately. And she knows all of this stuff. She and her folks at Love and Rinky Realty are fantastic. 175 homes that they sold last year. That's amazing. That's like three homes a week. Just to kind of put in perspective, three homes a week. She's only been doing this about 7 years. That's kind of amazing. Huge on communication, huge on having a system that really, really works to produce the best results. And again, great on the buying or the selling side. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty, 723-9158.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Pinair Credit Union is here for every move-in day to the perfect home, every trip up the coast in the perfect car, for every business door unlocked, every dollar saved for something special, every dream achieved one goal at a time. We're here because Pinair Credit Union has been a part of this community since 1936, and with affordable lending, flexible accounts, easy access, and smart guidance, we're a perfect fit for the way you bank. Join us at pinair.org. You'll fit right in. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Lori from Davis Hardware and U-Haul on Pep Talk Wednesday at 10:30 for Davis Hardware and U-Haul's first show, talking about what makes Davis Hardware your go-to place for those hard-to-find items. Air conditioner filters of every size, hard-to-find fasteners and plumbing connectors, nails by the piece, and pest control options that work specifically for rats.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
I end up working in a gas station.
I can't drive 55.
National average for gallon of gas, 335. Florida average is 332. Mississippi is 288. And California is 483. If you're in Navarre, 303. But you got to go down to the Thumberland Farms to get that. Same at several places up 87. And then 299 west of the Walmart. That's your best price in the area. Let's see. The Circle K in Tiger Point has 309. Gulf Breeze proper prices have gone up 325 or 329 from the pie pricing of last week. 303 in Milton at the Raceway. They're all the same. 305 in Pea Ridge at the Murphy by the Walmart, I think, and 307 going through Pace. If you're in Pensacola on 9 Mile, 302 at the Walmart, same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29, and then coming in from the southwest side, 306, 308, something like that. The Shell at Cervantes has 306. 649, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Somebody said to me, Andrew, you say it's incompetence on a scale that cannot be overstated. What if it's on purpose? Oh, well, no, fair enough. I mean, sure, you know, what's the old rule that, you know, it. The results you keep on getting are because of the choices you keep on making, and maybe that's not an accident, you know, right? Institutions are designed to get the results they're getting, and this is getting the results that it's getting on immigration. So, yeah, but, you know, certainly nobody can say, well, that is fantastic competence, not talking to the chief of Border Patrol for two whole years. They might say that it's even worse than incompetence. Agreed. No, certainly that's a plausible interpretation. Hey, if you have any kind of a plumbing need, you've got to get something fixed because there's a leak, there's a weird sound in the wall, the water pressure, the water temperature, any of that stuff. Barbary Plumbing, flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Oh, sorry about that.
I know. You're not used to me coming to you this early. I'm sorry.
I'm not. I was cutting up some audio for something I'm working on later this hour. I do have headlines, though. Hold on. They are right here. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley picked up her first win of the 2024 primary season in Washington, D.C. She garnered 63% of the vote there on Sunday, became the first woman to win a Republican primary in U.S. history. Apparently, heavy snow crippling California's highways and creating, they're saying, life-threatening conditions around Lake Tahoe. And get this, one of their wind gusts? 190
what?
Miles per hour. That is what they are saying.
Holy smokes, man.
Unbelievable there. And NASA and SpaceX are celebrating the successful launch of their Crew 8 mission headed to the International Space Stations. They did have to cancel a launch on Saturday. They were able to get off the ground then on Sunday. And they'll be there for about 6 months doing 200 different experiments.
I'm still stuck on this 190-mile-an-hour wind gust.
I know. Can you imagine?
I mean, the kite flies you at that point, right?
Like, I would think so.
Wow.
That would Mary Poppins you right across
the
state.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I grew up in Chicago where you string ropes between the light poles downtown so that the wind doesn't take you into the street. But that's crazy, 190 miles an hour. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. 652. Here on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, Nikki Haley wins, and so? I mean, you know, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. The Supreme Court is going to issue its ruling. To issue a ruling today, we don't know for sure that it's going to be about Trump eligibility or disqualification from the ballot in Colorado, but that's what everybody is expecting it to be. And, you know, we'll do this in future news, of course, but I certainly expect that the ruling is going to be he's eligible. That, you know, that's going to be not even a question. But, you know, there's always a chance. I mean, it is a question or controversy that the Supreme Court decided to take up. Maybe the Supreme Court decides that he is barred, which I cannot see a world in which they would say it's up to the state to choose. It would either be he is eligible or he's ineligible. And if he's ineligible, that would seem to me to be ineligible across the board, in which case, I mean, you've got suspended presidential campaigns that might unsuspend. You know, the theory I had said earlier was, well, Nikki Haley would get the nod. No, I think if President Trump gets disqualified by the Supreme Court, consequences and possible civil unrest aside, I think you would see, oh, look at that, DeSantis is back in, and Vivek Ramaswamy is back in, and Chris Christie is back. I mean, I think that's what you would have. They would be behind her, but at this point, with Trump's, you know, with Trump's electoral or you know, ballots for the presidential preference primary and hers, God, we would go into a split convention. Good Lord, I don't even know. I don't think that's what's going to happen. I'm just kind of playing out in my mind what could happen if. Right, that's where I'm thinking about. The Pentagon is saying that they are going to lift. Well, I guess unofficially, but saying that, you know, sources say that they're going to lift their ban on the Osprey, the V-22 that's used by the Air Force and the Marines and the Navy, and even by the White House, I guess, transports like press and things like that via the Osprey about 3 months after the fatal crash. And again, my own personal view on this, I have never been up in one. I've just, you know, seen them up close and personal. Of course, you know, they're very commonly used. I was persuaded by an article at Defense One that the safety record of the Osprey is not fundamentally or mathematically different from the safety record of many other platforms, and that even though it does not operate perfectly, that all of these devices are not going to operate perfectly. And, you know, there may be some challenges in the way that it operates, particularly with regards to how much you max perform the clutch and all this kind of stuff. I suspect it's just going to be back up in the air, and it's really not that much different than anything else. But, you know, we'll see when the official announcement actually comes through. 437-1620, stuff that's going on in the Tallahassee legislature. The House passed the gun buying age reduction to 18, and who cares? I totally agree with them. I think constitutionally you cannot make the other argument, and we breached the U.S. Constitution Second Amendment protections when we raised the age to 21 for all guns, because federally you can't buy handguns, pistols, until you're 21. And we said long barrels, too, shotguns and rifles after the Parkland atrocity. I mean, it's the only way to say it. And I think that was unconstitutional, and I'm glad the House is doing this, but it is futile since in the Senate, they're not even going to take up the issue. And so it's just kind of a, well, we're going to do it, and you're not going to do it, and that's all there is to it. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got our traffic on the five. Jake?
Well, I'm not seeing any problems on our roadways out there this morning. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. If you're on Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're looking good. Coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90, no accidents reported there. And Highway 29 south through Cantonment is looking good. If you do see anything out there, let us know on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Construction began last night on 9 Mile and I-10. That's exit 5 by Navy Federal Credit Union. And basically what they're saying is that this week, starting last night through Thursday, from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., so it's not happening now, but speed limit is going to be down to 35 miles an hour on I-10. Everybody's going to obey. Golly. Lane closures permitted between 7 p.m. and 5:30 a.m. 7 days a week from now until they finish the project. Spring of 2025. So this is going to be going on for quite some time. They might be doing traffic pacing, like using vehicles to drive along with you and slow you down, rolling roadblocks, basically. Lane closures might be common, and traffic getting shifted to the outside lanes beginning on Sunday last night so they can do construction work. I don't think this is in connection with the big project of turning that into a diverging diamond intersection interchange, although because that's kind of the underneath, not on the on top stuff. But this is having to do with the bridge more, making the bridge height clearance better. But anyway, that's big project happened, started last night, and is likely to affect traffic for, you know, I mean, seriously, until they get done with it, which could be who knows how long. Let's see. The Senate has backed the communism history lessons in school, which they're required to teach about communism now, but it's a very, very short requirement. I think it's like one day, 45 minutes of instruction on victims of communism day. And this is meant to be much more clear about, you know, here's what communism has done to people over the years, and this is why it's bad, and here's how it operates. And, you know, if you're dumb enough to buy into it, which a lot more students and young people have been buying into it recently, and that's where the concern arises. And of course, a couple weeks ago, we played you the clips from all of the people who have come here from, you know, communist countries fleeing that system of government because of the oppression and the pain and the murders and the jailings and the horrible things that have always happened under communism. There's not like this, you know, idyllic place where communism is in charge and you can go there and everything is wonderful. That's a non-existent place. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, time for future news, where we talk about what's going to happen before it happens. All right, Jake, bump stocks, we've been talking about this a lot this morning. What is the Supreme Court going to rule about bump stocks when it comes to their legality, the non-mechanical ones that are under consideration right now?
Illegal.
I think so, too. I think it's going to say that, although they're probably going to chastise the ATF for not doing this process in a little bit more robust way, and they're going to tell Congress, you need to make better laws. Trump's eligibility, will that be the thing that the Supreme Court issues a ruling on today?
Yes.
I think so, too. Will they say he is or is not eligible for the Colorado and therefore the Illinois and the Maine and other ballots?
Eligible because he hasn't been convicted.
Yeah, I think they'll say he's eligible, too. The nuance of why, there's several different ways they can go on this, but I think they'll say he's eligible. HB1, the social media bill that says you can't have a social media account under the age of 16. DeSantis vetoed it. Senate and the House are coming back with a much more watered-down version of it. Will that version pass?
Who cares?
Exactly. It doesn't make any difference now. HB3, the age verification for porn, will that one pass?
It'll pass, but still, they can get around it.
I think that'll pass, and that one will actually have some effect.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.